Coming up tonight at Flyleaf Books, you can head there for a really cool event with Elaine Neal Orr and Marilyn Simon Rothstein. Realizing Your Dreams in the Second Half of Life is what it's called. Elaine and Marilyn are both authors who launched their writing careers later in life. Elaine was 49. Marilyn was 62 when she published her debut novel. But they're going to be talking about their work and their career turn at Flyleaf tonight on Saturday at 2 p.m. at McIntyre's down in Fearington Village, just off 15501. Marilyn Simon Rothstein is going to be there again with Barbara Claypole White, another author locally who landed her first publishing deal at the age of 49 as well. Both events are open to everyone. You're invited out to them. And we are joined here in the studio by Elaine Neal Orr, Marilyn Simon Rothstein, and Barbara Claypole White to talk about these upcoming events. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Marilyn, let me start with you since you're on my left. You published your first novel when you were 62 years old. You had a long career in advertising. What was it that got you to turn to writing?
Well, first I want to say that I'm really a late bloomer because I published my first novel at 62, but I wasn't on a radio show until I was 66. And it's very exciting to be here with you, Aaron.
Thank you.
I always wanted to write. I wanted to write from the first time I read a book, but I got out of college and knew that I needed to make a living if I wanted to move out of my parents' beautiful home and into a one-bedroom apartment with one bathroom and five roommates.
Which is considered a step up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Without a doubt. And I wound up being in the advertising business, and when I turned 50, I decided that I was going to try to fulfill my dream, which was to publish a book.
Mm, awesome. And finally published the book, which is Lift and Separate, at 62 years old, right?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. What was it like when you finally first saw the book in print?
It was even better than I imagined.
Yeah.
Is the only way to tell you what it was like. And I've since published my second book. It took 10 years to write the first book and 1 year to write the second book, and don't ask me to explain that.
Well, the first one's always the hardest, right?
Yeah. The first is the hardest to get published.
Ah, gotcha.
There you go.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So you started writing when you were 50. Barbara Claypole White got your first publishing deal at 49. So what was that like for you?
I'm also a late bloomer. You know, when I was 5 years old, I wanted to be an author. I always knew I wanted to write. But, you know, English literature was my easy subject at school. I loved it. But I went off to college and I studied history. And then I ended up in the fashion industry, as one does, with a history degree. But I've always written in some shape or form. I wanted to be a fashion journalist, blah, blah, blah. But I did actually write my first novel in my late 20s, and it was dreadful. Thank God it never got published. And then, you know, life intruded and, you know, we had a mortgage to pay and writing doesn't pay the bills. But I just kept dabbling away at that first novel, and that was my learning curve. And I think, you know, once you've scratched that itch, if you want to write fiction, you're going to write fiction. And I'm actually quite happy that I didn't get my pub deal until right before my 50th birthday, because I feel that had that first novel got published, I wouldn't have discovered, you know, my passion, which is for creating characters who chip away at stereotypes and stigma of mental illness. I would have been writing chick lit and romance because that was how I started. And so I think it worked out the way it should have done for me.
You published your first book in 2013, is that 2012. And you've published four since then.
I've published five.
Yeah.
And then I spent a year on a manuscript that I abandoned, and now I'm working on six.
Wow.
And they're all set here locally and also in my native Southern England.
So very similar. Like once you got started, and like it's been great ever since.
And I don't know about these ladies, but God bless, I have a wonderful husband who, you know, gave up asking about the second income a long time ago, and you know, supports me financially and emotionally, because it's you know, it's a hard life and it's hard to make money doing it.
Yeah, speaking with Elaine Neal Orr as well, English professor at NC State, also published your first book at 49, and it was a memoir, right?
That's right. In fact, the awakening moment for me was a major illness. So there's nothing like near death to clarify your mind. And I had been writing books that I won't talk about because they were scholarly books. And fortunately, though, I had bought my freedom with them, mm-hmm. and I was promoted to full professor. So I decided I was going to write this story of my girlhood growing up in Nigeria because I thought it might explain my weirdness, which my colleagues were aware of.
Wait, did it explain your weirdness? Or?
I think so.
Okay, that's good.
I think so. There's this thing called third culture kids. When you grow up outside your parents' passport culture, and you look like an American, and you might sound like one. I sound like a Southerner, more so since I've been teaching at NC State. But I'm not really. Mm-hmm. Having grown up in Nigeria, I'm something else. But I'm between countries. And then I decided to make the bold leap and try to write a novel. And the first one took 10 years. There is a caution that I hear that memoirists are given that, you know, well, you got out your memoir, but getting the novel will be a lot harder. And
yeah.
It was harder to write, but we sold it in 2 or 3 weeks. So Marilyn and I have the same brilliant agent. He's done very well for us. That's what brought us together today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about a couple of events that are happening. One tonight at 7 o'clock at Flyleaf Books. The next one is going to be on Saturday, the 23rd at 2 p.m. at McIntyre's, the bookstore down in Farrington Village. It's called Realizing Your Dreams in the Second Half of Life. And we're speaking with Elaine Neal or Marilyn Simon Rothstein, Barbara Claypole White. And there's something about there seems to be something about the 50th birthday, right? That all three of you kind
That's
of.
That's also clarifying.
Had a, yeah, right?
Yeah, like, it is.
What is about the milestone birthday that, because, well, I mean, I'm about to turn 40, so I'm about to hit one of those myself.
Well, when you turn 50 and you light your cake, your house goes on fire.
Okay, yeah.
So you have to think of something else to do.
Right, right.
So I wrote a book.
And I think for me, it was just luck. It was just timing. I think that's how I ended up with a pub. Because I also spent the book that was my debut, The Unfinished Garden, mm-hmm. I did spend 10 years on that. So I think that's something we all share. We all spent 10 years on our debut novels.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I'm not sure about the other two women here, but I had to teach myself how to write fiction. I'd never taken a workshop.
Yeah, I did too.
Never written a sentence or published any fiction. And so I didn't know how to get characters into a room. Or what to do with them.
That's the most inspiring thing for me, I think, the fact that you can start from scratch. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it did help that I'd read a great deal of good literature.
Yeah.
And I do highly recommend copying. You know, just see how someone else does it and try your hand at it. And then you revise it, of course, and it becomes yours. And you take off.
Mm-hmm.
But start by even just someone else's great sentence and then trying that sentence.
I'm pretty sure the one or two writing workshops that I took, that was the strategy that we started
saving
with.
Saving a lot of money.
I think so.
I actually started with an evening workshop at the Carver Arts Center. And the thing is that once you've actually come out as a writer and you're with other people who come out as a writer, it's very empowering. You know, it's kind of like standing up in AA and saying, you know, my name is Barbara and I'm a writer.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, God bless also the Carver Arts Center, because I think that was a huge step forward for me. It feels more legitimate if there are other people in the room who are also struggling and trying to learn. And the learning never ends. I'm doing an online workshop at the moment.
And God bless NC State, because they love for me to write novels. It brings them more attention than my scholarly books.
This might also be the first time anyone's ever said God bless NC State on the Tar Heel flagship station, but we'll allow it. We'll allow
Thank
it.
Thank you.
What's the message that you want to convey at these two discussions tonight and Saturday?
I would say what Marilyn? I've learned is keep writing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to write, you have to keep writing. Everywhere I go, I run into people who say things like, when I retire, I want to write a book and own a restaurant. And I think to myself, good luck. And the truth is, though, if you keep at it, that's your best chance.
Yeah. So, and keep writing and keep whatevering, right? Because
anything.
That's whatever the
you
dream
have to,
is.
Persistence is everything.
It mm-hmm. is.
Persistence
because
is everything.
Because it's a hard, it looks so wonderful from the outside. You think, oh, once I get my pub deal, it's all going to be unicorns and fairy dust and woo, it's going to be wonderful. It's a really tough industry. So if you've really worked hard and persisted to learn the craft and you keep learning, I think you can roll with the punches a lot better. And, you know, once we've turned 50, we're kind of good at rolling with the punches.
And we haven't aged since then.
No,
so that's
true.
No.
Yeah.
Because writing, I have this
theory. That's because
theory.
Of the unicorns and the fairy dust
exactly.
that immediately happen. Yeah.
I have a theory that if you're writing a book, you can't die because you have to keep going. So it needs you there to work
that.
On it. Yeah.
Like
or
that.
If you do, it won't matter so much because you were, you know, you were doing what you really wanted
right,
to do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as long as we're on radio, I just want to tell everyone out there that I look exactly like Julia Roberts.
We all do.
It's true, yeah. It's a really weird thing.
You were wondering.
I have three Julia Roberts is just staring at me. It's the second time this week, and it's weird.
We don't
weird.
Even need Botox.
Speaking with Elaine Neal, Aura Marilyn, Simon Rothstein, Barbara Claypole White again, 7 p.m. tonight at Flyleaf, 2 p.m. on Saturday at McIntyre's. And part of the lesson here is not just keep writing or keep whatever your dream is, pursue it, but start whenever, right?
Yeah.
If you,
yes,
you feel
absolutely.
Like you're too old or too young to start, like
and
now
you
is
know,
the time.
There's no such thing as saying I don't have time because
yeah.
you can write in the cracks of life. I wrote a lot of my bestseller sitting in a parking lot in Carborough while my son had his Tuesday afternoon guitar lesson. And you can really focus for half an hour or an hour if you can find that time and you can build on it. And you can guard that time, you know, with a pitchfork and make it matter, then you can eventually write a novel.
Did the book have a parking lot feel to it when you were
No, but you know, okay. the really interesting thing is that the recording studio that is right behind where he did the guitar lesson came into my fourth novel.
Oh, nice. So yeah. so eventually it did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everything. We steal everything from real life, you know. Everything we do, everything people say, it's all...
That's true.
Yeah,
it's all research. Whatever
yeah,
we're
exactly.
doing right now, it's research.
My next book takes place in a radio station.
I knew
okay.
you were going to say that.
In Chapel Hill.
A lot of weird things have happened in this station.
With unicorns and fairy dust.
Unicorns
right?
and fairy dust and three Julia Roberts lookalikes, like all just standing together on a
can
row.
Can I just add one little thing? And
yeah.
that is, part of my message is claim your material, whatever it is.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I grew up as a daughter of missionaries,
absolutely.
And I thought, this is so boring. This is so, no one wants to hear about anything so religious, right? But actually, people found it quite interesting. And it's not, in fact, boring. So whatever your material is, it's don't try to write someone else's book. Mm. Write your book
mm-hmm.
or books. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Write your book, do your thing. I love it.
Right.
Final, we got to wrap up. Final thoughts, takeaways. What can people expect to hear at the event tonight and Saturday?
Tonight they're going to hear a lot of Marilyn helping us laugh. I hope she's going to read a bit from her newest book.
I'll do whatever you say.
Okay, Marilyn.
Well, now it's on you.
Okay. Elaine invited me to Chapel Hill, so I am her guest.
Okay. Barbara, last final thoughts, final word?
No, just keep doing it. And to echo what Elaine says, you know, find your thing. You mm-hmm. don't have to go with the flow. You don't have to follow what everyone else is doing. You know, I write about the impact of mental illness on families. I have my own weird little niche in the fiction market, and I call it hopeful family drama with a healthy dose of mental illness. And that's cool. I'm okay with being a one-trick pony. You know,
and everything I write is set in Nigeria and North Carolina,
yeah.
which to me is the most normal thing in the world.
There you go.
But probably not to others. So it gives me, that's what I should be writing about.
And the fact that it's not to others is the window yeah. into someone
exactly.
else's life, right?
Yeah. yeah, and it turns out there's actually a huge connection, all kinds of connections
yeah.
that aren't me.
Do you right? have a website where people can find your stuff?
Elaine Neal, N-E-I-L, or.com.
Awesome. Barbara?
BarbaraClaypoleWhite.com. I'm the only Barbara Claypole White on the internet.
Awesome. And Marilyn?
I hope to have a website before I die. But in the meantime...
.com. I think that's available.
BeforeIDie.com. Yeah. But in the meantime, you can reach me at Marilyn Simon Rothstein on Facebook.
Awesome. Again, the events are tonight at 7 o'clock at Flyleaf Books with Elaine and Marilyn, 2 p.m. on Saturday at McIntyre's in Farrington Village with Marilyn and Barbara. Realizing Your Dreams in the Second Half of Life is what they're both called. Everyone's invited to both. Elaine, Marilyn, Barbara, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Aaron.